and just tipped it. Is that right? It didn't explode, but it just tipped the house.
Then as I say, I slept in it till I got it straightened up.
But you actually were on quite an angle.
There was a little wasn't a very wide porch, five or six feet wide across the front, and it when it tipped it that way, why, it kind of broke the beam, and the girls couldn't get out. The girls slept upstairs, and him and daddy had to get a ladder and bring them down on the outside.
Well, that would be pretty scary.
When it was the 11th day of November, and we were gathering corn up here on a place that we were working, and hauled it to Union City. And it was awful hot. Wind was blowing like everything, but we just got wet. It was perspiration. It was awful windy. And I'd gone to bed. It happened. The clock stopped. That's what we were going by, at 11 o'clock. And the house, the west wing was joined together with the other one just about midway. And the wind had been blowing all night, and I'd gone to sleep when that wind hit, just a cyclone, I reckon, we had a windmill. And of course the tank was full of water. They'd been blowing all day. And I went out and I thought it had been raining this night. And the wind woke me up, the racket woke me up, and my daddy hollered, I called me. And I answered him, and I thought it had begun to rain. And I thought it was dark, he's sleeping in the hall and on a cot. We had him helping us gather corn. And that leaked that corner sometime when the wind was blowing sometimes. And I thought my daddy was wanting to arrange to get the thing. But he done discovered the house was blowed away. I jumped up and it lightened, and didn't lighten till for a second or two, but I grabbed this cot, pulled it, I could hear the rain hitting the floor there, the naked floor, and I grabbed it and the lightning then come, and I could see the space was gone. And we all got arranged, bed, that bedded down, and next morning the snow was on the ground.